The Mat-Su Borough expects to break ground on a new recycling center as early as next spring. The facility will help the borough recycle as much as 25% of the waste that would otherwise end up in the local landfill. That's more than 10 times what Valley Community for Recycling Solutions can handle at its current location. The building has no running water and porta-potties for restrooms. Molly Boyer is the organization's executive director. She says it also lacks adequate indoor workspace.
And in the summer, that's not so big a deal, but in the middle of winter, when the ice, the snow, the cold temperatures, and we're in Palmer, and we're in a particularly windy spot here, so we have clocked 80 miles an hour wind.
Newspaper and office paper recycled in Alaska are used to make insulation, but most other recycled goods are shipped outside. Boyer says the new center will help change that with classroom space and a workstation for college students to develop new markets in state.
To come and figure out what else we can get out of the waste stream, what could be used locally, and what are viable opportunities for manufacturing up here with these commodities.
Last week, the federal government announced a $3 million grant for the facility. It was the final piece of funding necessary to build the $6.5 million center. The rest of the money is coming from the Mat-Su Borough and the state of Alaska. Boyer says the new building will allow Valley residents to begin recycling glass. But the Anchorage Recycling Center plans to stop accepting glass starting in January. The Solid Waste Services Department says there's too much supply for glass and not enough demand. The city has already stopped accepting plastic bags for recycling.